Come listen to A Prophet's Voice, Safe on the Sea, by President Thomas S. Monson. We live at a time when many in the world have slipped from the safety found in keeping the commandments. It is a time when many people are breaking the laws of God. I am reminded of the words of the Lord found in the Book of Ether and the Book of Mormon. Said the Lord, "Ye cannot cross this great deep, save I prepare you against the waves of the sea, and the winds which have gone forth, and the floods which shall come." Ether chapter 2, verse 25. The Lord has prepared us. If we heed His words and live the commandments, we will survive this time of wickedness, a time which can be compared with the waves and the winds and the floods that can destroy. He is ever mindful of us. He loves us and will bless us as we do what is right. How grateful we are that the gospel of Jesus Christ has been restored and that the church is founded on the rock of Revelation. We are a blessed people with apostles and prophets upon the earth today. From an October 2009 General Conference Address. Sidebar: The Journey of the Jaredites. Jared and his brethren, their people, lived in a very wicked place called Babel. The Lord helped them travel safely across the ocean to reach the Promised Land. You can read about their journey in Ether, chapter 2, verses 16 through 25, Ether, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, and chapter 6, verses 1 through 12. Accompanying this article is an activity, a safe crossing. If you had to cross a deep ocean with strong winds and big waves, how could you do it safely? Have a strong boat. Follow the instructions of someone who knows how to steer it. President Monson said, "The world today is like a stormy, dangerous sea, but we can be safe if we listen to Heavenly Father and follow His commandments. The prophets and apostles also tell us what we need to do to be safe." End of Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Safe on the Sea, by President Thomas S. Monson.